If Christ hadn't preached the Sermon on the Mount with his message of mercy and pity, I wouldn't want to be a human being. I'd just as soon be a rattlesnake. Violence and brokenness surround St. Matthew's. The dealers and the dealt to, rough sleepers and rough livers, the whacked and the wackos, the pissed and those who piss on our church. They speak a truth that is difficult to hear. It's a simple truth. Our beautiful, blessed, and lovely society doesn't work for the unbeautiful, unblessed, and unloved. It's hard, cold, and lonely outside. We had a visit from the Archangel Michael last week. You might have heard him. He showed up just before our main service and proceeded to preach his truth 15 centimeters from my face. He was dressed in black with white earrings and a partly shaven head to match. Not that I knew who he was until he told me. Along with the forceful opinion that I was wrong, judgment was coming, and a verse from the book of Daniel needed to be read. He then strode off only to reappear a few moments later. Our welcomers had given him a hymnal when he first entered, and he came to return it. It's nice to have an archangel that returns church property. The gospel story today is set in a synagogue. A disturbed man interrupted Jesus. "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." I wonder whether he was 15 centimeters in front of Jesus when he said it. The author of the story, Mark, accredited this outburst to a demon and accredited to Jesus a method of dealing with us, namely authoritatively saying, "Shut up and come outside." Reminds me somewhat of our gutsy minister for social development dealing with a well-publicized teenage brawl in her electorate. A powerful personality can produce pleasing results, in the short term anyway. It will not surprise you to learn that I do not believe in literal demons. I do not believe there are personal, supernatural spirits that cruise around the world, invade people's bodies, and make them do things they wouldn't normally do. But the vast majority of the world's population does, and always has. Western Christianity has been significantly influenced by the biomedical approach to abnormal behavior. A diagnosis, say, of schizophrenia, tells the person they have an illness, not possession, and at its best doesn't affix blame on the patient. Western medicine has also devised various chemical and psychological interventions that have brought much relief to patients and their families. That said, there's also been substantial research taking a socio-cultural approach to such behavior. There is a close relationship between oppression and possession. That oppression may be a profound individual trauma, like a violent rape, and the possession, a way the body and mind attempts to cope. That oppression may be the invasion of a societal body, like Palestine under Roman rule, or Aotearoa under British rule. And possession, a way that an individual attempts to cope. It's not insignificant that Indigenous peoples who've been dispossessed of their land, personal power, and identity are disproportionately overrepresented amongst mental health patients. The question then arises, whose sickness is it? And maybe so-called demonic possession is even a healthy response in a sick or oppressed society. Probably the clearest biblical example of this is the Markan story of the Gerasene demoniac in chapter 5. The demon here is both one and many. The demon is called Legion, the sign of Roman power. This sign is then consigned to swine, the most impure of Judaism's impure animals. The episode, though unlikely to be from Jesus' actual life, characterizes Roman imperialism as demonic possession and shows how it could impact upon an individual. Those who have worked with the mentally ill can tell stories of superhuman strength, like with the Gerasene demoniac, and other phenomena that are difficult to explain in a biomedical sense. The impact of trauma, history, sickness, and the workings of our world generally can adversely disturb and torture the mind. Michael Lunig, in his little book, A Common Prayer, talks about the fragile ecology of the mind. Our sense of meaning is so finely assembled and balanced and so easily overturned. It's a struggle for many to keep that balance that society calls normal or sanity. Too often people are left vulnerable and exposed and cope by disassociating or splitting themselves into safe compartments. Lunig's prayer is for us to be careful. Careful with others and careful with ourselves. The visit from the archangel and the many others who wander in or just yell from the outside remind me of the need to be careful. There is a need to be careful about personal safety and the safety of others who work and visit here. It can be dangerous, and locks, cameras, and the police are necessary. But more importantly, there's a need to be careful about my soul and the soul of this church. It is very easy to form a crust-like substance around the soul. Like plaque on teeth, it comes. It comes with cynicism. It comes with experience. It comes with being taken advantage of. It comes with being hurt, defensive, or busy. It even comes with training. That crust stops the soul emitting mercy and pity. It stops us thinking the best of people, no matter what they smell or look like or how pathetic their story is. It stops us opening our doors to the vulnerable, the violated, and the violent. It stops compassion. In time, that crust will trap and may destroy our soul. There's no easy way to stop that crust building up. Reading about Jesus, trying to let his life guide us, praying, talking, all these things can help. But the only sure way I know is keeping on being willing to open our doors, to listen for a while, and to offer a token of help. It's a bit like that old story of the guy trying to rescue a scorpion and being repeatedly stung. When questioned why, he said, "Although it's the scorpion's nature to hurt when it's scared, why should I deny my nature, which is to be kind and try to help?" If we deny our spiritual center, our soul, we are no better than a scorpion or a rattlesnake. God bless the possessed and the dispossessed, the confused and the confrontational, those who can't help themselves and those who do. Bless all who scare us, yell at us, and revile us. Amen.